This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 13, 2016, sunrise at 5:17 a.m., sunset at 8:19 p.m. As we take a look at area newspapers, Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, Beverly High School has a new interim principal for the coming school year. Betty Taylor, an assistant principal there since 2007, is stepping into the role while a search is conducted in the spring, according to a news release from the school district. Taylor takes the place of longtime principal Sean Gallagher, who accepted a job as Wilmington's new assistant superintendent after spending a decade in Beverly. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com that the owner of the Linway Sports Center hopes to roll a strike in an attempt to replace his bowling alley with the city's first marijuana dispensary. Former city councilor Paul Crowley, trustee of the 12,000-square-foot facility at 497 Linway, has filed an application with the Inspectional Services Department to change the use of the center to a medical marijuana clinic. Under the terms of the application, the Candlepin Bowling Alley that's been around for 81 years would become a pot dispensary operated by the New England Patient Network, Inc. The East Boston-based company is seeking approval from the State Department of Public Health for a retail shop in Lynn and another in Western Massachusetts out in Deerfield. Crowley said he's been approached by several companies seeking space in his building for a medical marijuana dispensary. After completing due diligence, he settled on New England Patient Network because he said they were the most qualified. If the city selects them, he said they will have an option to lease a portion of the building, but he declined to provide financial details of the lease. A Saugus Snapchat case has gone to trial. Bill Newell has the story.
The trial of two Saugus residents accused of sexually assaulting an intoxicated 16-year-old girl while the incident was recorded and shared on Snapchat started on Tuesday. In a story in Wednesday's Daily Item written by Gayla Colley, the report continues, Rashad Dayam, 21, and Kaylin Bonilla have pleaded not guilty. They contend the sex was consensual and they are standing trial in Essex Superior Court in Salem. Dynam and Bonilla were indicted in 2014 for two counts of assault to rape, four counts of indecent assault and battery on a person over 14, kidnapping and possessing a child in the nude. Several testified in the case on Tuesday. Medical personnel from Melrose Wakefield Hospital, where the victim was taken for treatment, will be testifying during the day on Wednesday, but it is not clear when the girl will take the stand. There is more news on this story and a related case story in today's edition of the Daily Item. I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty. Thank you, Bill. In the Gloucester Times, Ray Lamont writes that the move by state lawmakers and Governor Charlie Baker to cut more than $18 million from a state program designed to support full-day kindergartens programs across Massachusetts throws a new curveball at local school officials planning for the approaching school year. Officials with Cape Ann's elementary schools, all of which offer full-day kindergarten, have no plans to scale back in the face of the state aid shortfalls. Absolutely not, Gloucester School Committee Chairman Jonathan Pope is quoted as saying when asked if the cutbacks might force the city school system to trim its kindergarten offerings. Pope said the state's projected $18 million pullback, which parallels a move threatened but not carried out last year, would cost the city an estimated $98,000, but he said that would not jeopardize any school district programs. Julie Reardon, a member of the Manchester-Essex Regional School Committee, said officials there haven't discussed the state cuts or any contingencies as the new school year draws to 6 weeks away. The regional school district offers full kindergarten at Memorial School in Manchester and at Essex Elementary. And Rockport Superintendent Robert LeBeau noted that out of a $13 million budget, the state cut would cost Rockport Elementary's kindergarten program some $25,000. He said district officials have plans for addressing it without significantly impacting students. A little bit of Hawaii will be in Salem this week, according to Destination Salem Director Kate Fox.
Very near term, we have the Hokulea, which is a Polynesian voyaging canoe. She's circumnavigating the world, and she will be stopping in Salem this week, July 14th to 16th. The canoe will be open for public tours 1 to 5 on the 14th, and she is going to be going from Boston to Portsmouth and spending a few days here in Salem. And we're thrilled to have her down at Salem Maritime National Historic Site.
Okay. That's Destination Salem Director Kate Fox. And we invite you to go out for what is sure to be a rockin' good time at the Lynn Memorial Auditorium on July 28th. Pat Benatar is back again to bring you a fantastic night of summer fun and entertainment. To get tickets, all you have to do is click on the rotating Lynn Auditorium banner on our MSO website and enter the code MSO for a special discount. This is MSONewsSports.com.